How big is Becky Hammond in San Antonio today?
Well, it's an incredible story, and I think it's one of those we're not going to really grasp the, you know, it's kind of hard to judge history when you're, like, in the middle of it, but this is a big deal. You know, I don't know if it's Jason Collins coming out big or any, you know, but it's along those lines. I mean, I was just talking to one of the Spurs PR people, and they had an interview request from Time Magazine. So, you know, this is a... I know technically she's not the first. You know, there was a woman that was an assistant with Cleveland, but basically she was a volunteer. Didn't travel with the team and was just, you know, like I said, a volunteer. Becky's the real deal. She's going to get paid probably more than she did as a player, I would imagine. And she's going to be an integral part of this team as they try to defend the title. So when we do eventually maybe get a female head coach and 10 years, 15, 20, whatever it is, you can look back and say this was the start right here today. So it's pretty cool.
I've been of the belief, Dan, that I don't know that this move would work in any other organization other than San Antonio because of the respect that the players and everybody has for Coach Pop. Is there a scenario where you could see if there was another franchise in the NBA that would have done this, that would have kind of set the precedent on this, that it could have worked, or is this maybe because of the culture of San Antonio, this is where it had to happen?
I think there's other places where it might have. You know, Doc Rivers, he had a woman on the summer league staff for the Clippers this year. You know, you look at a group, Atlanta's basically San Antonio East with Danny Ferry and Mike Budenholzer. They share a lot of the same ethos. I think they would do it. When Phil Jackson was coaching, if he was interested in doing something like that, he could pull it off. I think what it takes is a lot of authority on the leadership standpoint, and certainly nobody has more than Pop. So while I think I could see other organizations doing it, I will say that if you had to guess which would be the team to do this, the Spurs would be right at the top of the list. You know, they just hired a legend from European basketball at Torre Messina. To be an assistant earlier this summer. That was kind of groundbreaking. Messina was with the Lakers for 1 year, 2 or 3 years ago, but that was kind of as a consultant role. So now he's going to be a full-blown assistant. So that's kind of groundbreaking. And then certainly this is even more so. So I think to me what it is it's the sign of an incredibly healthy, you know, beyond just the winning. Winning is one thing, but this is such a healthy organization, you know, and you can see that when you're around them, just the way they run things, the emphasis that's on winning and the process, and we're not going to cut any corners, and we're going to leave no stone unturned, and we're going to examine all options, and everybody has a say. I don't care if you're the video guy or the trainer, everybody has a voice in this organization. So the fact that they saw, you know, they've seen Becky for 8 years since she's been with this organization, the Spurs, kind of run the Stars. So they obviously like what they've seen from her, and, you know, she's going to get a shot. I think she really deserves it.
Why is San Antonio, why does it feel like such a different organization to outsiders than maybe any other team in the NBA?
Well, I think it's just, like I said, they think so far outside the box. I mean, there was a great profile on Greg Popovich a couple years ago by Jack McCallum and Sports Illustrated and Manu Ginobili, where somebody described him as being this ultimate rigid, flexible kind of guy, and that he has his ways and his thoughts and that what he wants to do, and he's not going to waver from those, but he's also incredibly flexible in terms of looking at outside influences and things of that nature. So I think it all stems from him. It's just a really healthy, strong, well-run organization. Him and Pop and Buford are they work in lockstep. They're almost like twins. And then they're also very lucky to have Tim Duncan. Who's also shares that same kind of attitude, you know, whatever it takes to win. So, yeah, it's just a very lucky time for them to have all this coming together and culminating in another championship this summer.